an Indiana minister goes to Washington on this moment of Indiana history. Gilbert de la Mottier, born in 1825 in New York, arrived in Indiana in 1874 to serve as minister at Roberts Park Methodist Church in Indianapolis. De la Mottier helped the church finish a major building project and attracted many new members before assuming the pastorate of the city's Grace Methodist Church 3 years later. Once there, de la Mottier became a more controversial figure. Theologically traditional, he branched out into sermons on the topical yet sticky issue of currency reform. His allegiance was with the rising Greenback Party, which condemned the tyranny of capital, held in the hands of a rich minority and controlled by a national banking system which held down the working middle class and the poor. The Greenbackers proposed instead a paper currency that would be strictly limited by the needs of commerce at any given time. When de la Mottier began to preach currency reform and condemn capital, he was accused in the press and the pews of communism. His Methodist conference gave him the choice of pulpit or politics, and he chose the latter. Elected to the U.S. Congress in 1878, de la Mottier spent 2 years in Washington working for financial and currency reform. None of the bills he sponsored became legislation. As the Greenback platform became less popular, the former minister lost his political clout. Voted out in 1880, de la Mottier eventually returned to the ministry, serving Methodist parishes in Colorado and Ohio until his death in 1892. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.